Well, you know, it took a while to get on the court. Obviously, Venus was fighting her way through to the next round, and you know, an entire day, obviously, waiting for to come out on the court around 10 in the evening. It's not easy, but again, it's great to be part of night session in US Open. It's probably the most special night session we have in sport, and thank you for staying this late.
What were you most pleased with about your game tonight?
Well, obviously, I never played Andres on hard court, so it took me a little bit of time to get used to the positioning on the return. He's got a big serve, and you know, when he puts it in, you know, it's kind of tough to get into the rally. So you know, from that four all moment, I played really well.
All right, I got to go off the tennis now. I see you sneaking into the box. Back in the old school days, they used to have it on the umpire chair. Is that from Boris telling you to go back to old school on sawdust?
Well, I think when you're facing the conditions like tonight, you know, you need sawdust. I mean, it was really humid these couple of days, but you know, these are kind of conditions you are getting ready for. You need to be prepared for whatever it's out there. So luckily, I have enough shirts.
Okay, I saw you at the end of the second set. The guy goes up top. He's taking off his t-shirt. You're watching the entire thing. Did you actually think about getting up, doing something? And how do you rate how he was doing? Could you have done that little dance move?
I know this guy for many years. He's a true dancer, I must say. He possesses the skills that I admire very much. And I don't know how he's able in these humid conditions to have seven layers of t-shirts, but he has done well. You know, he entertained the crowd, and it was phenomenal. I think I saw him the last time, the first time, actually, 5-6 years ago, and he's a true entertainer every year. So I don't know if he's still around, but thank you, man. Thanks for dancing.